Unit 14, page 138, exercise 3.
Movie magic. How do they do it? Have you ever come out of a film wondering how they did it? How did they mix animated characters and real actors? How on earth did they get humans to fly and aliens to walk and talk like real people? This was in the back of my mind after recently seeing a special effect-packed film, so I decided to find out more. I discovered that while new technologies are being developed all the time, the aim of special effects hasn't changed. It is to get the viewer to believe that something is real when it isn't. So how do they do it? Old-fashioned techniques like blood bags, which burst when characters are shot, or weather machines for creating rain or snow haven't disappeared. Another traditional technique which is still common is model making. The director has small copies made of large objects, like ships or buildings. For the 2009 film Star Trek, a model of a space station was built from over 2,000 pieces. Models made out of a special clay were used in stop-go animation to create the characters in the Wallace and Gromit film The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. Stop-go animation involves photographing a model, changing it very slightly and photographing it again, then doing the same thing hundreds of times. This creates the illusion of movement, but while it is very effective, it takes a long time. In The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, only 1 second of film was completed each day, and the whole film took 4 years. In the 1990s, a new technique called computer-generated imagery, or CGI, was invented. This has completely revolutionised many special effects, making anything and everything possible. CGI was first used to create characters in films which mixed real people and animation, like Jurassic Park, as well as films like Toy Story, where all of the toys, animals and people in the film were drawn on computers. CGI is also ideal for filming huge battle scenes. In the film Troy, instead of using thousands of actors, only about 100 soldiers were needed. These people were photographed fighting in different positions. Computers then multiplied their images and made them move at different speeds, creating the impression of thousands of people. However, there is no doubt that the most spectacular use of CGI is to get computer images to look like real people. Until the 3D film Avatar, the facial expressions of computer images were not very realistic. In Avatar, the actors wore special sensors on their bodies. The sensors recorded all of their movements, including the expressions on their faces, and copied them onto a computer. These movements were then used on CG characters to make their facial expressions look real. Although the actors performed all of the actions in the film, it is the computer images which we see on the screen. In many films, it is the landscape which is computer generated. The director has the actors perform in front of a blue or green background. Later, this background is replaced by a computer-generated landscape. This means that many scenes can be filmed in a studio rather than taking the whole film crew on location. Can filmmakers really do anything and make it look real? With CGI, it seems that they can. Technology has reached the point where almost anything is possible. The only real limit is our imagination.